So God punished because of Ochrin, the Chet was done by Nisto. So Moses says, no, Mishum, they have a Yadu by Yishtu upon it, because his children and his wife and children knew about it. So it's not called by Nisto. It was called by Nigla, and still quiet for only got a Chet, after they came over the Yadu. Now the prophet says, Chotu Yisrael, quiet for the Chet. So Omer Rabbi Abba, Vazav, the Atapi, Shechot, even a Chayus of the Naveo, Yisrael, we still called Yisrael, we still have our Kedusha. Omer Rabbi Abba, Haim of the Yaminshi, that's what people say, Haim of the Yaminshi, Asa, that's like the Hadassim, the Koi, Beni Chufa, that grows between reeds, Asa Yishmei, the Yasa Kore, its name is still called Hadassim, and they call it Hadassim. In other words, a Jew is still called a Jew. Then the prophet says, Vagam of West Brisi, Asher Tzivisi Yosem, Gam lochu min hacherim, gam gonvu, gam kichashu, v'gam somu bechleim. All these chatoyim ochin did that day. So Amar Rabbi Loi mishum Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi that day, but all these averes ochin did. So Amar Rabbi Loi mishum Rabbi Yehuda, bam misafatom. Well, when it comes to teaching this pasuk, she'aver ochin al chamish yechum shetera. Ochin mamish was over, kamat the whole chamish yechum shetera. So remember the pasuk says, Chamisha Gam, it says the word Gam five times here. As if you've over all Chamisha Kum Shatera. Now, the Yom Rebbe Loi, Mishum Rebbe Yehuda, Ba Mis Tefro, Ba Mis Paratom, Ochen Moshech Vi Allah Sahoyo, Ochen also had this Chet of being Moshech Ba'ala, which means as soon as he lived with a Shiksa. Yes, Rashi says here what it means is Moshech Ba'ala, so Rashi says, Moshech is Ora Mosta used to pull down the skin there. Until it would cover up as Rosh Hashanah, the top of his over. He did not want to look as if he had a bris milah. So Moshe says, why? Chsif Ochet says over here, the gam, of who was brisi, Chsif Ochet says over here, was brisi hofer. That it means he was mevato the bris milah. So Moshe says, pshit, of course that's what it means. Rashi says, pshit, the rebelez, the goof, amma, the yovel, hey, alakotera. Like Shiti did this also. It says he was also a kolatoyo. So Moshe says, no, matter to what I thought to say. The mitzvah grew for the pogal, and a mitzvah of his own body. Like the mini that was done to his own body. That he was not hit karatzma kokach, that's where he didn't go. Kamash milan, yes. But even for this, also, he was pogal. Alright, we'll stop here.
Yemem Dalar Amr Allah, from 10 lines down. Now the Gemara says, V'chiyosa Nevola b'Yisrael. The pasuk says, he did a Nevola, a terrible thing in Yisrael. Omer Rababa Bazavda Malam to come to teach us, She'aboal Ochin Nara Marosa. That Ochin lived with a Nara Marosa. That's the Nevola. He took a lady that was just had Kedushin. She didn't have Nisuyim with her husband yet. And therefore he's Chayiv Skila, and he lived with her. Siv Hoch, it says over here, V'chiyos and Nevola. He did a Nevola. Look, Siv Hossam, it says in Devarim, Chiyos is on Nevola v'Yisrael. By a parasha of Nara Marosa, it says the words, Nevola v'Yisrael. So here we learn out that Ochin also did a Nevola, means he lived with a Nara Marosa. So Marosa Pshit, of course, it's the same Loshin, Nevola. So Marosa says, no, Madatem, I would have thought to say, Kulei Hai le'pokanavshe. Such a big chet he would not do to live with a Nara Marosa. And Rashi explains what's so bad about living with an Ara Marosa. Rashi says, Ra l'shemayim. First of all, it's an aver with the Shemayim. But secondly, Vara l'briyos. It's bad to the people here. Levayis es mishpachta. He embarrassed her mishpacha. Uliyos ra baila. She also becomes also now to a husband. So such a terrible thing maybe he wouldn't have done. Kamash mulan, yes, even such a thing, Ochin did. What? Mora says, Ravina says, Dine kinara marosa, tibeskila. It does not really mean that he lived with a nara marosa. It just means his chet that he did was so great, he deserves skila like a nara marosa. His din was the same way as a nara marosa. The Rashi says he was nistava to have the soikla, to kill him. O male resh galusa. The Rafuna, ksiv it says in the posik, v'yikach Yeshua sochoin ben zerach, v'yasakesa v'yasua deris. That Yeshua took ochin, and he took the silver, v'yas aderes, the mantle, v'yas l'shoin hazov, the gold, v'yas bonagas benoisov, v'yas shera, v'yas chamura, v'yas toina, v'yas aholoi, v'yas kol ha-shaloi. Took everything to take them out to kill them, or to burn them, we'll soon see. So the question is, im hu choto, if Ochen did a chet, he did the sin, bonagas benoisov, my choto, what did they do wrong? they did not take from the cherim. Or Malay said back to him, Lutayim, according to your tam, im hu choto, if Ochen alone did the chet, did the sin, kol Yisrael my chotu. What did the whole Klai Yisrael do? And we know because of Ochen, the whole Klai Yisrael lost the war, and a lot of Jews were killed. So you see, Hashem gave an einish to Klai Yisrael. The Pasuk says, v'chol Yisrael imoy, that the whole Klai Yisrael was with him, means that they were killed because of that. They had got a punishment. Or they were with his sin also, it's mashmi. Imoy, with him, maybe with the sin. So where it says, elu l'rdoison, it just means l'rdoison means that now when they went to kill Ochen, everybody, l'rdoison, Rashi says, sheyiru es kilkuloi, they should see the badness that's happening now. The Yizru biatzman, and watched himself. It was like a warning for the whole Klai Yisrael, to watch yourself, not to do another chet. His hachinam here also created l'rdoison. The reason why they took his children, not that they actually killed his children, just l'rdoison, they should also come to learn what a terrible thing it is to do a chet, and not to do it. But it says, v'yisrafu oisram v'ish, that Yeshua burnt Ochen, and it also says, v'yiskul oisram, v'avonim, he stoned them with stones. So what happened? Petarta, did he kill them two ways, burning and stoning? But no, he only did skila. So what's the lesson of v'yisrafu? Of Ravina, Ravina says like this, haroyu l'sreifa l'sreifa, things that are fit to be burnt, like kesev, bezahav, the gold and the silver, they can't stone it, you have to burn it. So they were burnt up. The property of Ochen was burnt up. But her royal Leskila, the livestock, Ochen and his animals, them Leskila, they weren't Leskila, they were stoned. Now the pasuk says, "Va'era Bashalol," and he saw in the booty, he saw when it had the mechame, he saw there, "Aderet Shinarachas," one beautiful clothing, "Toiva u'masayim shkolim kesef," it was worth, or else 200 silver. That's what he saw. So it's a machlekes. Rav Amarav says, "It's the Lord de Milsa." It was a beautiful cloth that he saw. Rashi says, it's blood, the milsa, it's a beautiful white, clean cloth. Rashi says, talis, a sheltzem, Rashi learned it was a woolen talis. Noki, it was beautiful, very clean, ben yoyim, as if it was just one day old, the wool. Shmuel Amma, Shmuel says, no, sar blood, it's rifi. Sar blood, Rashi says, it means, it was colorful, v'tzrif shakurin alum. It was dyed with alum. That's the color it had on it. Pasuk says, v'yatzikum afnei Hashem, that Yeshua took these things and threw them down in front of Hashem. Omer Rav Nachman bo, v'choftim lefnei ha-mokim. Yeshua came and just literally threw it down in front of Hashem. And Omer Lefonav, he sat in front, Ribbono shel Olam, al elo tihorig rubei shel Sanhedrin, because of these few things that Ochen took, is that a reason to kill out Roiva of the Sanhedrin? Like we'll soon see, the Siddur Pasuk says, v'ayakum mehem anshei Yoai, when they went to have war against Ha'ai, so Ha'ai knocked out Vayakum Mehem Anshei Ha'ai Kishloishim V'shishish, like 36 people. Now 36 is Ruba Shel Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin is 71, and 36 is the Reif of 71. So you see, he killed out like Reif of them. V'tani will learn like this: Shloishim V'shisha Mamish. Dibur Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, there was Mamish 36 people killed. Oh, my Lord, Nechemi said back, no. Was there really 36 people that were killed by the Mecham of Hai? V'aloyla Nemrodoni says, Ela kishloishim v'shishish, like 36 people. Mashma, not really 36, just like 36. What does this mean? Elaze Yoya Beminasha. You know who was killed? Yoya Beminasha. Sheshokol kineged ruba shel Sanhedrin. He was as great as Reiv of the Sanhedrin. But Kopon, that's what Yeshua said to Hashem, because of these few things here that Ochen took, was it worth it to kill such great people? Rav Nachman said, Rav, my disciple, what does the Pasuk say in Mishlei? Tachnunim yedaber rash, that a poor person speaks nice, tachnunim. The usher yan azus, but a rich person sometimes answers back strong. Somewhere says, tachnunim yedaber rash, ze Moshe. That goes upon Moshe. He was like a poor person, he spoke nice in front of Hashem. But the usher yan azus, who's the rich person that speaks back azus? I tell you, Zeh Yeshua. This is Yeshua. My time, what's the reason? Elaim, if you want to tell me, Yeshua, this Siv, it says over here, like, where do we see Yeshua spoke such azus, such strong lashonis against Hashem? If you want to tell me, Yeshua, this Siv, it says over here, Vayatzikum lefnei Hashem, that he threw these things, this aderis, in front of Hashem, as if to say he has complaints against Hashem. And the Yomer of Nachman, Bo v'choftin lefnei ha-mokim, it means Yeshua took it and threw it down in front of Hashem. For the Gemara, Otto Pinchas, Loi Ovid Hochi, Pinchas also did like this, and we don't call Pinchas an Azus. The Pasuk says, Vayamoid Pinchas Vayiflal. What is it about? Teyotzer on my Geifa. So Pasha means the Pinchas sat down to daven, and the Magay for the plague stopped. The Yomer Reb Lozav Ayispalel Uloy Nemer does not say that he really went to daven, Tav Tfilo. Elo Vayiflal, Malamna comes to teach us, She'osa Plilus Im Koinoi, like he went to Din, he went to argue against the Din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is he killing out? Why is he giving this Magayfa? So he also like threw words against Hashem's true on words. That means, Bo V'chosn L'Pnei HaMokam, he also went to throw his words in front of Hashem. And he said like this, Pinchas, Omer L'fon, Ribbono of Shel Olam, Al Eilo Yiplu Esrim V'Yabo Elof Yisrael, just because these few people are having Zenus, that's why you're killing out 24,000 Jews. The Chassid tells the Pasuk, V'Yiyo HaMesim V'Magayfa, how many people died in the plague? Arbo V'Yesrim Elof, 24,000. So Pinchas also spoke like this against Hashem. So you see, it's not so bad. Like he meant for Teres Rachamim to have mercy on Klal Yisrael. So he spoke for the sake of Klal Yisrael. Yeshua also spoke for the sake of Klal Yisrael. So that alone is not called Azus. The Yellow rather, where do we see that Yeshua spoke Azus? The Yellow mihach from this pasuk. It says, Lo mahavarto hever esom azeh sayardin. Why did you take Klal Yisrael over the Yarden? As if to say we would have been better on the Aver, on the other side. Yeah. So he had tainus. Why do we come into Eretz Yisrael? So Moshe Nami Meimarama. Moshe also said things back to Hashem. Moshe also said, Lo mahareyosim, lo mazeh. How come you're acting so wicked, so bad to this nation? When he first went to power to take them out, the power made it harder that they have to work harder. So Moshe also spoke against Hashem. So here there's no proof. El rather mihocha that Yeshua said, V'luhi alno v'neisha v'evro yardin, that we would have been better off by living on the other side of the Yarden. Rashi says, V'lu sh'almu leishav v'loy laver es ha-yarden. Mashma, what did Yeshua mean to say? She'toiv hoyu lonu sh'loy lekayi mitzvasecha. He would better being on the other side and not doing mitzvahs. She'amartu lonu kum avar es ha-yarden. That you told us, get up and go over the Yarden. So here's when Yeshua spoke strong against Hashem. As if to say we would be better off without your mitzvahs. This much Moshe never said. V'yemir Hashem Yeshua, Hashem said to Yeshua, Kum l'cho, come up l'cho for you. Rashi says, Misha l'cho, mashmitz for your sake. So Dorish Reb Shela, that Omel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yeshua, Shelecho, kosher mishalahem, your chet, your words that you just spoke, like how come I took them over there, the Yarden, that's the bigger chet, that's worse than the chet that Ochin did. Ani Yomarti, I said, for hoya b'yobrachem as a Yarden, not that, a different chet. Another chet that Yeshua did. Shalacho, your chet is worse than this. What? Which chet of Yeshua? Like this. Ani Yomarti, Hashem said to Yeshua, I said to you, for hoya b'yobrachem as a Yarden, as soon as you go over the Yarden, right away, mashma, that step, the first foot, after the Yarden, tokimu, put up the avonim there. Megah matzeva of the 12 avonim with the Torah on it, I want you to write it right there. And what did Yeshua do? V'yatem richaktem samach mil. You went further 60 more mil. Like Tosfos says, the Har Gerizim of Har Eivel, Hayirachokim Shishimil Mila Yarden. Yeshua first put up the Avonim by Har Gerizim and Har Eivel, which was 60 mil away from the Yarden. That was the chet Yeshua did. That he did not listen to Hashem. Now, Bosa the Nofok, after he came out, this was Rav Shela. Rav Shela Dashan. The says, Bosa the Nofok, after Rav Shela went out, Ukim Rav Amoyrole, Rav put an interpreter over there to Darshan, but Darshan Darshan like this. The Pasuk says, Kasha Tzivo Hashem Es Moshe, Avdoi, Kein Tzivo Moshe Yeshua, V'chein Oso, that Yeshua Loi Heisa Dove Mikol Hashem Tzivo Hashem Es Moshe. No, he Darshan that the same way Moshe listened to Hashem, the same way Yeshua also was an Evan Nemon, listened to Hashem. He did not do the opposite of Hashem. Him came so, Mat Hamaloy Mekum Lecho, what did Hashem mean to tell Yeshua, come up, it's like your fault. Kum lecho. Omalei, all he meant to say is, Ata geramto lehem. You caused them to do the chet. Not that you yourself actually did the chet, but you caused them. Rashi says, Ata geramto lehem, shaloi hoyu lecho leser aleyem, bizos yirichoi. Like, who asked you to put a cherim upon the bizos of yirichoi? Yeshua put it without permission. He said, when we fight Yerichai from the visa, the booty that we capture from them, nobody could have Hanor. It's also Hanor. He put the Cherim. So that was the Taino, Yeshua, who asked you to put the Cherim. And because of that Cherim, later Ochain went and took from the Bizui, and he did this Chet. So Yeshua caused the Chet of Ochain. Fahainu dekomalei, this Baha'i, that's what it says now by the Mecham of Ai, V'yosisolai ulamalka kasher asis lirichai ulamalka. You should do now what you did to them. Rashi, Rak shalolu vehemta tovozu, shaloi tachrimu oit. That Hashem spoke out clearly now by the Mechamas Ahai, do not put a chere upon the Bizli, but rather let the Jews have enjoyment from the booty of the war. But then Apostle says, Vayihi it was b'yaisi Yeshua b'rich Yeshua's in Yerichai. Vayisrein, if he picked up his eyes, Vayarin he saw. Vayomer, he saw the Malach. Vayomer, loy, ki ani sar tzavu Hashem. The Malach comes back and says, no, you should know I'm a Malach from Hashem. And atabosi, I'm coming now to you. We'll soon see what that means, atabosi. But it says, Vayipo Yeshua ponov, Aratzov Yishtachu. Yeshua felt, put a space down and bow down. Heichi Yavod Hochi, how did he bow down to this Malach? I v'omer Reb Yechanan. Os, or how did he even give Shalom Aleichem? V'omer Reb Yechanan. Oso loy liyodom sheyitem Shalom lechaveru balayla. You are not allowed to give your friend Shalom Aleichem at night. Why? Chayshinan Shem Sheidu. You have to be afraid maybe he's a shade. You can't see too well at night. There are a lot of shade him around. Maybe your friend is like a shade. And you'll have hezek. He'll ruin you. So Tosis speaks out. The bottom Tosis is chashinon. Tosis says, Dafke was besodes over Horim. Only because there he was in the fields or in the mountains. That's mokim shem ben yodim etzuyim. People don't go there. Therefore, the shchichi shom shadim. Afilu b'yom, even by daytime, there are a lot of shadim. So of course at nighttime. Now the Gemara says in Yevamos, Avul b'yir. But let's say you meet your friend here in the city. Afilu b'layla l'chashinon. Here in the city, we're not afraid even by nighttime. So he says, if not for this, like we know today, if you meet your friend, you say, how you doing? Shalom Aleichem. How are you allowed to do it? The heich isha miskareshes balayla. How does she receive the get at night? She has to be afraid. You know, giving her the get. It's a demon, not a husband. Tell him, when you're inside a city, here there's no problem. In a city, we're not afraid of shadim. You could speak to your friend. But here, Yeshua was in the field of Takasha. How could he give Shalom Aleichem? To this person, he didn't know it was a malach yet. Exactly, give him Shalom Aleichem. Ah, you have to be afraid he's a shade. So Marin says, Shani Hossam, here it's different by Yeshua. The Komalei, vice versa, the person said first back, Ani Sar Tzavo Hashem, Atabasi. He said first to Yeshua that I am the Sar Tzavo. Yeshua did not give him Shalom. Yeshua just waited. He answered back first and said, Atabasi, Ani Sar Tzavo Hashem. Then Yeshua bowed down as if to give him Shalom. So we're asked the question still, for Dilma Mashakri, maybe it's a shade and he's lying. He knows the trick. He wants Yeshua to fall into him, so he's saying, "Ani tzvo Hashem." So Mar says, "Gemiri, that much we learned, we know to lay mafik shem shemem levatola. A shade will not say Hashem's name in vain." So here that he said, "Sar tzvo Hashem," Yeshua knew he was really the Malach of Hashem. Therefore, Yeshua was able to bow down to him.
What language did he speak
there? Omalei. So the Malach said to Yeshua like this: "Listen, you did two."